Rick's B.log, June 28th, 2009. You can contact me at heyrick1973@yahoo.co.uk. Google cares, but only so much. Google has no problems with adding a one to your website listing.
This site may harm your computer.
However, when coming to do something about it, Google has many potential problems. I'm not going to complain about having to log into Google's Webmaster Tools, create an account, and upload a special HTML file to the site. Google is a machine, and it has to know you are who you say you are. Now for the remainder of the discussion, remember that you have created yourself an account within Google. The report you can read only provides a small subset example.
What happened when Google visited a site? Of the 139 pages we tested on the site over the past 90 days, 73 pages resulted in malicious software being downloaded and installed without user consent. The last time a Google visited the site was on 2009-06-21, and the last time suspicious content was found on the site was on 2009-06-21.
When you log in as a webmaster, Google will provide an example listing of affected pages. It lists 25 pages. But there is a bug in Google. You had deleted those pages listed and asked for it to scan Heyrick again, and it reported malware, obviously, and provided the same list of example pages. Looking for those pages in the browser reported 404. They were truly gone. Now, given the small numbers, we thought we could get on top of this problem. Google's Webmaster Tools turned out to be rather useless. It should have a way to access a listing of all pages it thinks are damaged, along with a brief reason why, even if in code form that you have to look up. Why do I say this? We spent a week knowing the site had been compromised, looking for ways to hunt down the offending pages. I fired up Minix 3 in a virtual PC and swatted up on grep. But it wasn't until Ewan had a brainwave that the actual nature of the problem became clear. Ewan decided to download a copy of the entire site and see how many warnings his antivirus threw up. Now, I have no idea of how many actual pages are on my site. It is spread across three computers. The active part of my site amounts to a little over 900 pages. I guess about another 100 or so on the RIS PC. Ewan told me over 500 pages were infected. Bye-bye, Heyrick. I told Ewan to log into the server and issue rm-rv*.html, and likewise for style sheets and JavaScript. If Google had revealed the true nature of the problem, we'd have taken the heavy-handed route earlier. For those of you who don't know Unix commands, that's an instruction to recursively delete all of the HTML files on Heyrick. Every single web page. Gone. The graphics, archives and such will remain, but all the pages will be erased. If there's anything on the site that is not a part of the offline copies, it will be lost forever. Too bad. There's a part of me that wants to think, oh well, that's what you get for using crap software. But there's a bigger part of me that has some modicum of responsibility. So users might be clueless in using insecure software. An awful lot of people don't have a clue when it comes to security. I know some people that heard a warning about computer viruses on TV and went out and bought an anti-spyware package from 2 years ago as it was on a special offer. I offered to install AVG, but as they're on dial-up, they declined. Consider how long many megabytes would take to download a 56 kilobit. And now they use a computer on the internet with no antivirus whatsoever. Thankfully, there's little important information on that machine, but it doesn't mean it's immune, or even remotely safe. I very much doubt they are alone. So, as a responsible netizen, it is my duty to do what I can to provide a safer web experience. Some people may have issue over parts of my site, especially if they subscribe to the creationist theory, but this is a problem of freedom of thought. Things I say may compromise your beliefs, or vice versa, email me, but there should be nothing on a website that will compromise your computer. You'll notice I have a pretty lax attitude to tracking visitors. Some stuff, like Frobnicate, indirected via a PHP script to log how many downloads it gets so I can track popularity. Some stuff might ask for your email address if it is restricted release software. But for 99.9% of this site, I don't care who visits or how often. Cookies are not used. My own privacy policy warns you against accessing the site via frames or other wrappings, unless as an automatic translation you yourself have requested. I don't need to know who you are. Why should anybody else track you? So you can guess how I felt seeing the malware flag applied to my site. Staying in that situation, the risk of doing bad things to the computers of my visitors was too great. So I issued Ewan with a takedown order. It's all gone. Ah! 404s! Sometimes bad luck just keeps on coming. I went to the library on Saturday to pass a 12-megabyte tower to Ewan to restore parts of the site after it was wiped off, and found the servers throwing a wobbly. Located in the locked mayor's building, it couldn't be reset and it was refusing connection to everything. So I SMS'd Ewan to take it all off. Putting it back, we can do it at runtime. Taking it off is a priority. And it'd have been done a week earlier if Google had provided a genuine clue as to the scale of the damage. Recovery. As you are listening to this, some parts of Hayrick have been restored. What you'll have access to here is the live part of my site residing on Ico's hard disk. I don't think it will be until I get the EEE PC that I will attempt to reconstruct a complete copy of my site on an SD card. The reason it was split is the old laptop I use only had a 6GB hard disk, and I didn't feel able to justify space on the disk for a complete copy of the site for stuff that I'd not be working on anymore, such as the Argonet Voyager utilities. What you see is likely to be all that will be available until I get ADSL at home. Ewan has been doing some sterling work getting this mess sorted out, but I can't ask him to walk through every single page looking for broken links and missing content. That's something I need to do myself. If there's something missing that you'd like to be made available, email me. I will take requests. 92.38.0.0. It is really useful to know that www.ip-db.com exists. It made it effortless to track down that IP address, which is, I believe, the site hosting the malware itself. The IP address here is located in a region which might be said something like Hlavy Mesto Praha, in other words Prague in the Czech Republic, and it was allocated on the 1st of February 2008. The BGP routing information is via AS48974, which is registered to Master4X Limited. This may be the spoof M-Analytics. What actually was the infection code? Appended to the bottom of various pages after the closing HTML tag was this: iframe src equals http://m-analytics.net/arwe/?, then a long hex string. Width equals 0, height equals 0, style equals hidden, frame border equals 0, margin height equals 0, margin width equals 0, scrolling equals no, closing iframe tag. I could point out a number of security flaws that led to this working. Passing beyond the closing HTML tag. Actually being stupid enough to obey zero size hidden iframe. A browser that obeyed that link ought to be condemned, but that doesn't help the end user. On the plus side, I was by no means alone. Read www.theregister.co.uk/2009/05/30/mass_web_infection/. Please pay careful attention to the links to related stories at the bottom of that page. Infections hitting servers, numbers in tens of thousands. It doesn't bode well for online security. And if you're one of the people who are browsing the web and your computer isn't locked up tighter than a nun's panties, you may well be advised to make shoring up your defences the number one priority above everything else. Holy Mary, Mother of God! I heard this expression uttered by the news presenter at the end of The Goonies when that old boat comes into view. It's a bit bogus as an expression, as wasn't Mary the mother of Jesus, and God sort of doesn't have a mother? You could argue for ages over if God is the creator who created God, but I digress, for as bizarre as that expression may seem, it sounds good when looking at, and sorry guys, this is an MP3, but it's a picture of a meteotronic weather forecaster gizmo with radio-controlled time and forecast for the next 4 days. Down the bottom it says, outside temperature 35.1 degrees. You may be thinking, ooh, 35.1, that's not so hot. Well, it is for around here. It's our current hottest. Well, no, I lie. In the time it took to process this picture, it's risen a tenth of a degree to 32.5 centigrade. And for those of you listening to the MP3 version, it actually went up to 35.7 centigrade this day. The forecast, 29 centigrade. Whoa.